Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Dr. Tim R. Norton with Simulytic Solutions, LLC. And in this show, we're going to discuss cloud computing in my Microtech Exchange series. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. This series, Microtech Exchange, is a series of radio shows that provides specialists in industry practical insights into technology from research and academic publications. Each show focuses on a recent article in a research publication and, based on a combination of my 30-plus years in the computing industry and 20-plus years university teaching, explains how that research can make a difference in a practical way. Because this is a brief or micro exchange of technology from the research world to industry practitioners, a full reference to the article discussed is provided to allow interested listeners access to whatever level of detail they require to get the most value out of the tech exchange. This show looks at to lease or not to lease from storage clouds. From the University of Texas at Austin and the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. The authors are Edward Walker from UT and Walter Biskin and Jonathan Romney from the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. The article was published in IEEE Computer, April 2010, Volume 43, Number 4, Page 44. So this is an interesting view of the traditional buy or lease situation. Typically, companies have different approaches because of different financial trade-offs. So what's included in the analysis? Well, in this paper, they include capital costs, operational costs, interest rates, and salvage values. So this provides a very good view of the costs associated with either acquiring the assets, the capital assets, or using a cloud provisioner to move those costs into the operational side. So what is their approach in this article? What makes it something special? The key thing is looking at a technical solution or a technical way of analyzing something that is really more of a business problem. Well, how do we do that? Well, what the authors did is looked at how decision makers want to make decisions in the business world. And they're looking at things like NPV, net present value. And the net present value is calculated by looking at the total costs of something, not only in the present year, but through the life of whatever it is. So for purchasing, we're looking at the capital costs, but we're also going to look at the operational costs. For a lease, we want to look at the life of the lease plus the operational costs. And by taking this approach, we can look at developing a model for analysis that can express the result in business terms. And that is really one of the critical points in this article. One of the key values in this article is this notion that we can move something from the technical realm into the business realm, but still remain connected enough to be able to move back and forth. And their analysis, based on building this modeling approach using net present value, really provides some excellent insights in how to make these decisions in the cloud computing environment. So the decision that they're talking about is based on what they refer to as delta NPV. What they're doing is they're looking at a modeling approach that calculates the net present value for the buying decision and then calculates the net present value for the leasing decision and takes the delta, the difference between those. So now it becomes a very simple situation to show the business leaders, the financials of this analysis. If the delta NPV is equal to or greater than zero, then the decision should be to buy. If the delta NPV is less than zero, then the decision should be to lease. So what are some of the characteristics or some of the items that go into their formula? Now there's in this article there's a lot of math in there as they describe their formulas for their model. So I won't go into that because we don't have time in this radio show. But I do want to talk about some of the parameters that they use in that formula. So they have the cost of electric utility expressed in dollars per kilowatt hour. They have the size of the purchased disk drives, because we have different costs associated per megabyte, gigabyte, terabyte with different size disk drives. So you have to look at not only the size of storage, but also the size of the individual drives implementing disk storage. The disk depreciation factor. In other words, what are those disk drives going to be worth as salvage at the end of their depreciation? What are the disk controller costs? And this can be a very tricky piece of information to get, because the disk storage vendors typically do not price their storage controller separately from the disk drives that are included with it. So you have to look at not only the cost of the disk drives, but what is the cost of the infrastructure and the storage controller and additional feature functions. So many of the disk storage vendors price various components, either hardware and or software, differently as separate add-ons. And so you have to look at all of those as compared to what you're getting from the storage cloud provider. What are the operational salaries? What is the cost of the personnel running the environment? And is there a difference in the costs for operational staff when they support the physical devices as opposed to in a cloud environment? One would hope that the cloud provider is doing some of the work in the background, which may mean that a less skilled person, an operator, can manage a application that's deployed using cloud storage. What is the interest rate? What do you think that the economy is going to do? So now this is a very tricky question in the assumption of the interest rate for the future use of money. What is the price per gigabyte of storage, both purchase storage and in the cloud? What is the expected annual lease payment rate? What is the power consumption for the disk controller and the disk drives? So when you install devices in your local data center, you have to feed them. You have to provide them power and cooling. Where if you purchase or lease storage from a cloud provider, that's built into the price of the storage. And what are the expected storage requirements over the life of the analysis? So all of these things go together in their formulas to provide this analysis of the net present value for the buy decision and the net present value for the lease decision. So one of the interesting things that the authors point out is the economic principle that they call the law of one price. And I'll quote from the article, quote, "In an efficient market, identical goods will have only one price," unquote. So this assumes a commodity environment, that storage is becoming a commodity. And this is certainly true, although the vendors would like to differentiate themselves with additional feature function. But when you're talking about storage of data, how that data is stored is really only measured by whether you can get back what you stored and how long it takes. So you've got the reliability and the responsiveness. So this model takes into account all of the costs around the reliability and around the storage of the data itself. Now, what these authors found was that there certainly is a difference in this analysis depending on the economy of scale. And they looked at small or single user, single computer environments, medium-sized enterprises, and then large-scale enterprises. And they found that this delta NPV had a different pattern. It was a different business decision depending on the size of the enterprise. For example, in one of the figures in the paper, they show that over the operational years of the storage, going from 0 to 10 years, that the NPV of a medium-sized, the delta NPV of a medium-sized data center tends to decline the longer you carry out the analysis. In other words, the more effective it becomes. However, in a large-scale enterprise, there's a point where it actually starts to go back up again. So in their example, in a large-scale environment, it was more economical or better business decision to lease up until about the 9-year period, and then it was crossed over that zero mark. The delta NPV became positive, which meant that it was better to buy. So now the decision makers can look at it and say, are we comfortable with the assumptions going out that far to be able to make a buy decision? Or do we think that something is going to change that may change those formulas? If you're looking at a 3 to 5 year horizon with that analysis, you would certainly do the lease. But if you were looking at a 10 to 12 or 15 year horizon, then the buy decision would be more attractive. One of the things that the authors point out that they did not include in the formula is latency. So the analysis with this model is based strictly on storage capabilities, not the performance aspect. One of the things that they would like to put into the model and possibly will be in a future paper and then discussed in a future Microtech Exchange is adding latency to the model to be able to balance the possible slower retrieval time of the data from a network cloud against the faster retrieval time from purchased storage. All of that affects the assumption of the commodity value of storage and changes the relative differences between the lease versus buy decision. But the nice thing is this paper provides some mathematical formula that can be used to model, and simply changing these assumptions lets you play with what you expect to happen in the future and see the effects of it in business terms that can be shared with the business and finance people of the company without getting into all of the technical details as to why it's working that way. Well, that's all the time we have for this radio show. I hope you've enjoyed our look at cloud computing. I'll be discussing other topics in other radio shows, so look for the Microtech Exchange radio shows on cloud computing. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search for the GoGo Radio Archive for Dr. Tim R. Norton with Simulytic Solutions, LLC. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.